We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Larry Harris.
They did.
The assistant GM of the Golden State Warriors, also the director of player personnel. They had a late night. Bob Myers mentioned last night that you guys were trying to buy a pick there in the second half, or excuse me, in the second round. Larry, good morning. You're on the morning roast with Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill here on 95.7 The Game. Larry, man, we're filling these picks right now. We're filling the picks with Kuminga and Moses Moody.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. It was a late night, but that's true for all 30 teams. We know we were excited going into the draft having two lottery picks. Certainly, we'd love to have made the playoffs, and it would have changed a little bit of the trajectory of the two picks. But afterwards, after we picked 14, I think as a collective, we were very excited about both guys. Let's talk about Jonathan Kuminga at 7. I can tell you, first off, that the two guys that we did take, we had higher on our boards than where they were taken, so which is a good thing. That's how highly we think of both these prospects. So, but Jonathan Kuminga, I mean, we think, and again, we drafted him, so of course we're going to think this, right? But we think a kid that's just 18 years old, that'll turn 19 in October, is one of the best, if not the best, athlete in the draft. And I think one of the things that Bob and our staff has always talked about, being able to add athleticism, length, and size. And we think with both these guys, we were able to do that at their respective positions. So you're talking about a kid who's young, which is, I think, a good thing for us. I think it bridges the gap to the future of our franchise. If you look at our team and as we move forward, you've got Eric Pascoe, you've got Jordan Poole, you've got James Wiseman, and then you add these two young players. So I hope the fans see that there's a vision not only today, but in the future, which also gives us a lot of hope. But for him, for a young kid to go into a man's league in the G League and average 16 and 7
right,
and play 33 minutes a night is impressive. You just look at the measurable 6'8.5", 6'11" wingspan, 38-inch vertical. He's going to be a guy that's going to excite fans when they see him play. He's athletic. He gets to the rim. He's fantastic in transition. We need to address some things. The shooting needs to improve. Obviously, the three-point percentage is something that we'll continue to work with. We have a tremendous player development program, which we're excited about, to put these two guys underneath their tutelage. And so couldn't be more excited about him. Moses Moody, I've always said, anybody that's ever asked me about him, it's like an adult in the room. You feel like he's 34 years old, not 19 years old. So he's talking about a wing, 6'6", 7-foot wingspan, tremendous shooter. What he did as a freshman at Arkansas in the SEC was impressive. I mean, there's not many guys, even though he's highly recruited, you're talking about a kid who came in there, again, at 19 years old, and, at least the numbers bear out that this guy's going to be able to shoot. We believe that. Shot 38%. All these are conference numbers, but for a freshman averaging nearly 18 points a game, 38%, 85% from the line, and almost 6 rebounds. I mean, we were, I guess, a little shocked at 14 that he was still there. We're glad we got him. That's kind of gist on both guys. So
yeah, no, I love it.
Hope I've excited you.
No, we've been excited since 6 in the morning, Larry.
But I got a question here, because I want to take me behind the scenes. I saw a video you guys put out. It showed this beautiful room, and there was like this big square of desks, and everybody's chilling. I want to know, when the draft's going on, do you have like a designated phone caller, like a guy who's in the room, almost like Satriani's in the back, like it's Sopranos, and there's like a little minion or a guy who's like, who's the one who's dialing up all these different teams as you're fielding and making calls for trades? Like, who's that person in the room? I'm serious.
Well, it's Joe Lacob. No. to be honest with you, it's kind of evolved in the NBA now. It used to be there'd be one hotline, if you want to call it that, and people would call into that. But now with technology, everybody's dealing with cell phones. So basically how we're handling it, Bob handles the majority of it. They'll call him directly. But we also have Mike Dunleavy, myself, Kirk Lacob, Kent Lacob, Nick Uren. I mean, we've got Johnny West. We've got a number of guys that have contacts throughout the league. So as quickly as it's happening, it can't be just one guy's responsibility. So it's funny where for 30 years, you're talking about dealing with one phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, they call here. Oh, so-and-so, Sacramento's calling, Boston's calling. Now it's just, okay, hey, we're give you an idea. In the second round, we were trying to buy a second-round pick. And so we just said, Bob goes, okay, everybody, let's split up teams. So all of a sudden, you know, all of us are on the phone talking
wow.
whatever teams are available because that's the best way to do it. It's just one guy can't handle that.
Right.
So even though we'd like Joe to handle all those calls, we decided that we probably would disperse it among the group. So it worked better that way.
Assistant GM and Director of Player Personnel Larry Harris on the line with us here on the Morning Roast with Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill. Larry, talk about meeting Jonathan Kuminga for the first time throughout this draft or during this draft process. Would you guys go down to Miami? You work him out. Heard Kenny Atkinson put him through some drills. Kind of take us behind the scenes with that workout with Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, you know, we were fortunate enough, and I think that's one of the advantages of once we were able to start doing some in market and out of market workouts. We had an opportunity to take our entire staff, Joe as well as the rest of us, down there to see him. I'd say, our first intentions were to go down there and meet him. And then obviously Kenny Atkinson, one of our new coaches, came with us. And so we put him through a workout. It was probably about an hour, I would say, somewhere around that. And we were able to do measurements, which is important. We were able to just touch him and feel him and see what, you know, from a medical standpoint, where we were, from an athletic standpoint, from where we were, which we were very comfortable with. It's hard. You can watch a guy in a gym and you can say, wow, he's pretty tall or he looks athletic. But when you get a chance to see him up close and personal, you just get a better gauge on who he is. And then just watching him work out, and though it was a one-on-one workout in the sense that he wasn't working out against another NBA prospect, you could see the explosiveness, you could see the power, you could see the drive that he has. And then the thing that kind of put it over the top, all the workout did was confirm, hey, he's 6'8", hey, he's athletic. You know what, the shot is not broken. It's something that can be worked, maybe a tweak here or there, but it goes in enough. And so you're convinced from a basketball skill standpoint, we can work with this. And then really, what kind of sells us, which if you've listened to myself, myself, Bob, anyone in our organization, you know, character and IQ matter. And so just sitting down with him, trying to get to know who he was for, two and a half hour dinner, and where he's just by himself with us. And, you know, you really can't hide from that. You could probably fake a 30-minute interview, but when you're sitting down with people for 2-3 hours, you know, the real true character shows up. And we were impressed with how driven he was at 18 years old, how he was able to carry himself. I don't know if I'd have been able to do that when I was 18 years old, but he was impressive.
You know, Scott, Larry, we've talked to Bob about this in the past, and he's basically said that, you know, when you reach Steph Curry status, it's kind of a partnership. Not that he is demanding every single thing, but you're communicating with him along the way. Once you guys kind of narrow down who you like, do you run that through Steph, or does he trust you guys enough to where he's like, it's all good, I'll see you guys in September or October?
Yeah, you know what, to be honest with you, I think Bob's done a great job, and I think coming over from being an agent for a number of years, he realizes how important relationships are with players, and I think that's one of the greatest advantages we have with him as our president and GM. And so I can answer that by saying that not only does he need to call them, they actually call us. Like, I'm sure he told you the story, or you've heard the story, where Draymond called before the draft while it was going on. Who are we taking? Who are we taking? And I think Bob does a great job of reaching out to those guys to just let them know here's what we're doing, because it really is their team. And you want to get some input rather than them hearing on Twitter, hey, here's who we took. Hope you enjoy it. So it's a partnership. It's always been that way. And Bob is really, I mean, that's one of the foundation pieces that he wants to have in this organization, that it's a two-way street.
Moses Moody. We just had his former coach on at Arkansas, Eric Musselman, on the airwaves. He says, you wouldn't know that he's a freshman. And he had a hell of a freshman season, averaging nearly 16, 17 points per game, 6 rebounds, has a long wingspan. He came out here a couple of weeks ago and he said, look, I want to be here. This will be perfect for me. Why was he perfect for you guys, Larry, at number 14?
Well, he slipped to us. That's why he was perfect. Like I said before, we had him much higher. We thought he was going to be gone. You know, everybody's kind of looking for shooting in the NBA. It's very apparent that people need it, and wings are hard to find. I think the thing that was probably outside of just his basketball talent, I think the biggest thing, and you'll find this out very quickly. He's well beyond his years as far as just his intellect, his ability to communicate, his passion for life, and just having a vision. What, you know, most 19-year-olds, some have it. I'm not saying none, zero. But as far as the athletes that me personally have come across in my 33 years in the NBA, there's not many guys that you sit down after an interview and go, you know what, man, when can we talk again? When can we reconnect again? Because he's just not about basketball. And I don't want the fans to be concerned, like, well, maybe he doesn't love basketball that much. He does. But there's more to him. There's more substance. And I think that once Steve and his staff and the rest of our organization and the community and the fans get a chance to know him, you're going to say, "What? How old is that guy?" And I think that just says a lot about him, his family, and just how diverse who he is as an individual is very, very, very impressive at his age.
Well, Larry, we are excited about these picks. Jatsky and I have been raving about them. We think the second unit with these two rookies alongside James Wiseman, Jordan Poole, and JTA could be really, really fun. And, of course, the return of Klay Thompson at some point. Western Conference is wide open, Larry, wide open. And we're eager to see these young men grow under your system here. So, Larry, take care. We'll see you later on at Thrive City. Congratulations on these two picks.
Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you guys and appreciate all the interest and the love you have for the two picks. I agree with you completely, and I love the fact we're able to bridge into the future with these guys and our young players that are currently on the roster. So we're excited, no doubt about it. So right. We'll see you soon.
See you soon, Larry.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.